Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, February 17th. You'll be interested to know, today is President's Day. This United States holiday, celebrated on the third Monday in February, honors George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, both born in February. Originating in the 1880s, it became widely recognized after the Uniform Monday Holiday Bill of 1968, promoting long weekends and retail sales. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday through Thursday will present a gradual decline in wave heights, starting from head high on Tuesday to waist to chest high by Thursday. Expect morning sessions to be clean with light offshore winds, transitioning to choppy conditions in the afternoons as winds shift to onshore. Overall, surf will remain manageable, offering good opportunities throughout. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets, light sideshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 2 feet through the morning with occasional thigh-high sets. By midday, winds shift onshore and pick up to 5 to 10 mph, creating semi-choppy conditions. Expect 2 to 3 feet in the afternoon, with fair conditions continuing into sunset. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 7 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 3.5 feet just before 11:30 a.m., with a 1-foot low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 42 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:36, and will rise again tomorrow at 6:28. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 this morning, turning mostly cloudy, with a high near 59 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more cloudy skies with a low around 52 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 59 and light southwest winds. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny with highs near 61 and 60 respectively. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 51 to 52. Friday brings sunny conditions with a high near 62 and mostly clear skies at night with a low around 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Little Italy Food Hall closed its doors for the final time yesterday. An employee confirmed this news to NBC 7. Located in the heart of Little Italy, in the Piazza della Famiglia, the food hall has been a popular destination. One diner shared her first experience there after visiting the farmer's market. She said, "My friend and I came down for the day to enjoy the farmer's market, and it was suggested we have this pizza because this place is closing down, so why not?" The reason for the closure remains unclear, but we will surely miss not tacos and the rest of the great food. Now on to sports. Players and coaches at the Four Nations tournament hailed the clash between Team USA and Team Canada as a remarkable moment for hockey. United States coach Mike Sullivan noted the thrilling, brutal 3-1 victory highlighted the sport's intensity. More than 5 million American viewers tuned in, captivated by elite National Hockey League players representing their nations. Canada coach John Cooper acknowledged the game's emotional power, stating, "The game is in a better place because last night's game existed." This event, marked by 3 fights in the opening seconds, could inspire future generations to embrace hockey and punch each other in the face, too. Tonight, Canada takes on Finland at 1 p.m. Eastern, with Canada favored by 2.5. Then Sweden takes on USA at 5 Eastern, with USA favored by 1.5. Both games are on TNT. In local sports, Joe Musgrove is still with the San Diego Padres as he recovers from Tommy John surgery. Despite being unable to play, he is committed to supporting his teammates throughout the season. Manager Mike Schilt emphasized Musgrove's importance in the clubhouse, noting that he remains a vital leader. Musgrove aims to be present at home and on the road, even if he occasionally needs breaks for medical appointments. He expressed the significance of staying engaged, stating, "You're still a part of the team." Musgrove hopes to throw off the mound in September, targeting a return for the postseason. In top news, a U.S. district judge has ordered a pause on layoffs and funding cuts at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, a federal agency aimed at protecting consumers from deceptive financial practices. The Trump administration, facing scrutiny, has agreed not to terminate employees or destroy agency records. This comes after the recent firing of the Bureau's director, Rohit Chopra. The agency claims to have returned a cumulative $17.5 billion to consumers, while critics argue it exceeds its mandate. The judge's order remains in effect until at least March 3rd, as the fate of the agency hangs in the balance. In business news, in significant market moves, the teacher retirement system of Texas has acquired large amounts of shares in Palantir Technologies, NVIDIA, and Tesla, while reducing its stake in AT&T during the fourth quarter. With total net assets of $210.5 billion, this pension is now the 6th largest in the United States. Notably, Palantir's stock surged 340% in 2024, and NVIDIA's shares climbed 171%. Meanwhile, AT&T shares rose 37% last year, despite concerns over the company's changing focus in the media landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% over the weekend to about $96,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $2,700. And GOATSE's Maximus is down 5% to 10 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A groundbreaking advancement in LiDAR technology allows scientists to capture detailed 3-dimensional images from a full kilometer away, potentially extending to 10 kilometers in future tests. This innovation incorporates a highly sensitive sensor called a superconducting nanowire single photon detector, co-developed by NASA and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. With an impressive accuracy of just 13 picoseconds, This system can distinctly identify objects, even through obstacles like foliage. While the technology operates at extremely low temperatures, its potential applications, particularly in military operations, are phenomenal. According to lead author Angus McCarthy from Heriot-Watt University. And in entertainment news, Horizon, an American saga, is an ambitious project by Kevin Costner, but it remains unfinished. The first chapter debuted at the Cannes Film Festival and later in theaters, but its soft box office led Warner Brothers to abandon plans for the second chapter's release. While the second installment showcases compelling storytelling, it leaves viewers yearning for resolution. The film delves into the darker aspects of human nature, centering on characters like Juliet Proctor, who faces harrowing challenges. Costner's vision aims to reflect America's complexities, yet the completion of this grand narrative hangs in uncertainty. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American cartoonist, Bill Watterson. And he said, "The surest sign that intelligent life exists elsewhere in the universe is that it has never tried to contact us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.